I'm Gemma Gaudette. More Idaho Matters right now. Boise has recently taken a step towards a greener city as they expand their recycling program. Now, the change comes thanks to improvements made by Republic Services Idaho Recycling Center, which has made it possible for residents to fill their blue carts with two new types of plastic. So joining us now to talk more about this change is Rochelle Klein, Municipal Director for Republic Services. Rochelle, nice to have you on the program.
Well, thank you for having me.
So can you start out by telling us about the two plastics that can now be recycled by folks who live in Boise?
Sure. And also it's even bigger than Boise. So it's all of Southern Idaho. If you have a recycling cart with commingled materials in there, meaning all the recyclables are mixed together, if they're shipped to the Boise Recycling Center, this extends from Pocatello and Chubbuck all the way over into Western Canyon County, like Nampa, Caldwell, Middleton, out in that direction. So it's all of Southern Idaho.
Okay. And so what are the two plastics then?
Sure. Probably the biggest change is going to be we're able to add in the lightweight beverage bottles. Mm. And those historically for the last 7 years have not been accepted because they're so lightweight, they would get flattened and wind up in with the mixed paper. So those are the thin water bottles that, you know, when you open them, they spill on you. So we've had to throw those away for the past several years. And so we're excited to say those can now all be recycled in your irregular recycling stream. And then so the lightweight water bottles or beverage bottles, and also the number 5 food tubs. So everything from sour cream and cottage cheese and yogurt to, you know, salsa tubs and things like that. So those number 5 rigid plastics are also allowed in.
So is it going to cost folks more to be able to recycle these plastics?
Oh, no, nope. It's just part of the program. It's just expanding the services that we already have in place at the curb. And so, nope, there's no additional cost for these. They can just go right in your recycling cart. And we just ask that they be, you know, empty. And so if, you know, if you have a yogurt container, please make sure you rinse it before you throw it in. So there's not, you know, half a yogurt left in there. So nope, as long as they're empty and, you know, we always say empty, clean and dry, but as long as they're empty, you can just throw them right in and there's no additional cost to the consumers for additional plastics.
And why did you decide to make the change?
Oh, gosh, that's a great question. So we were excited. Republic Services last year had the opportunity to buy Western Recycling, which had facilities that were across the state. And so the existing family that owned it retired and we bought the facility. And then we immediately started planning for upgrades to expand the quantity of material that we're accepting or able to accept and the quality. So by that, I mean, we are putting in a cardboard screen to help pull off additional cardboard. We're putting in what's called a plastic max, which is an optical sorter to capture more plastics. And then we also switched the model from temp labor on the line. So to a partnership with a company called Lead Point. So we actually have regular full-time employees working on the recycling line now. So those, and that was probably one of the biggest changes because historically, we had temporary laborers working on the line, picking, hand pulling recyclables off. And with temporary laborers, you have to retrain people every day and you can't keep them longer than a fixed amount of time. And otherwise they're not considered temporary employees. So switching to a permanent based model where we have employees mm-hmm. showing up every day, we now get much higher quality picks off the line. So that was a huge change for us. And then just the technology improvements have also helped expand the types of materials and the quality of the material on the backside. The bales of material being shipped to mills for processing too is much higher now.
Mm-hmm. And real quick, I only have about a minute left with you. Do you have any idea yet how much waste you're going to be able to keep out of the landfill expanding this program?
Well, we currently take about 225 tons per day at the facility, and plastic is lightweight. So, you know, it may not have a huge impact on the weight, but it will have an impact on the volume. So, you know, maybe a couple tons more per month. And those plastics are shipped to our polymer recycling center in Las Vegas, where they're manufactured into pellets or flakes for companies like Coca-Cola to buy them and make them into new beverage containers, which are back on the shelves within 120 days.
Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
No matter what happens in Washington, the NPR Politics Podcast is here for you. For the latest news, insights, and analysis from the election and beyond, listen to the NPR Politics Podcast.